Well, let's take a look at what markets are doing because things have actually tilted up a little bit over the last, let's say, 7 or 8 minutes. All the major indexes now in the green. So let's get an update from the NASDAQ, where we find Yahoo Finance's Inez Bray, who's got the update on some trending tickers this afternoon. Inez?
Yeah, Brian, and just taking a look at the sectors right now, we are seeing communication services, which is in the green, and then you've got more of the defensive sectors that are in the green. You've got real estate and utilities as well. Let's take a look at our Wi-Fi interactive board so we can show you the NASDAQ 100, because we have been taking a look at big tech. Of course, Alphabet, after its blowout quarter, up more than 8%, and that announcement of a stock split. And taking a look also at another name today, Netflix, down 5%. This has to do with YouTube's performance for last quarter, with its ad revenue coming in at $8.6 billion. That's higher than Netflix's revenue last quarter of $7.7 billion. Something interesting also to note that on the earnings call last night, also management talked about YouTube's revenue growth and testing commerce, that could be a big opportunity going forward. Also taking a look at Meta, which will be reporting its quarterly results today after the close. That's up more than 1%. And Amazon tomorrow will be reporting its results, down 0.7%. Some analysts are saying that Amazon's underperformance, that valuation is a good entry point for Amazon. In fact, there are 59 analysts that cover this stock, and all 59 of them have a buy rating on the stock. And the average price target is $4,100. Year to date, the stock is down more than 9%. I do also want to mention Tesla, which we've been watching. Also this morning, Tesla down almost 3%. In fact, let me pull up the electric vehicle space, because we are seeing quite a bit of red here in the EV space. You're looking at Lucid, that's down more than 6%. Also, Rivian is lower today as well. I do want to mention a headline from Electric, actually, about QuantumScape, about some progress with its solid-state batteries that can charge in 15 minutes through 400 consecutive cycles. This is where the news came out. So you saw a little bit of an uptick here. But nonetheless, QuantumScape down 4% today as the EV stocks are getting sold off. Brian, Akiko?
Yeah, certainly an ugly start to the year for some of these EV names, especially those who came to market through SPACs and S4A. Thanks so much for tracking that.